Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays. They can do stitches.
Urinary tract infections, blood tests, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The entire political world is abuzz about that horrible performance by John Fetterman the other night in the Pennsylvania Senate race and the Senate debate with Mehmet Oz. Mehmet Oz last night was on Fox, his first interview since the debate win, and it was a clear victory over John Fetterman. Listen to this.
I think it would be inappropriate to ask you, I know you're a medical doctor, to talk about John Fetterman's condition. I won't ask you about that. But I will ask you this. There has been a great lie here, a great deception here. And it was interesting to read the comments of so many Democrats. Why couldn't you just hide him for two more weeks? Why did you have to let him go out on the debate stage? And it was so apparent to everybody that it was far worse than what they were telling the people of Pennsylvania. That argument to me is, we can lie to win, and lying is justified under those circumstances. That bothers me because they're lying to the voters.
Well, I'll tell you, their game plan was to run the clock out. And I have been chasing down John Fetterman since the general election started. To date, he has never answered a question from a voter on the campaign trail, hasn't answered a press gaggle, a group of reporters on the campaign trail. He never obviously talked to me before. I met him for the first time last night. And all I wanted to do was have him defend what I think are these eccentric and extremist ideas that would hurt Pennsylvanians. They're certainly out of touch with Pennsylvania values. And he has not been able to defend his dangerous policies. So last night, I just put him out there. You know, why is it that you seem to care more about the criminals than the innocent? You asked for at least 25 times to free murderers over the objections of other parole board members and the families. He couldn't answer that. The day I did a big event for the Fraternal Order of Police, they're just asking, let us do our job. They've all endorsed me, by the way, because Fetterman has undermined them so terribly in his current job. I asked questions about why he wants to decriminalize drugs when we know that effort has led to a 50% increase in homicides. Couldn't answer it. Why does he want to increase taxes so much in every job he's ever had, yet he hasn't paid his own 67 times? Won't answer it. And you showed the example of fracking where he literally flip-flopped backwards. And I have to say, his answers seemed almost lazy, like he didn't think he had to answer for things that he's tweeted out in the past. But here's the part, Sean, that's going to shock you. It is upsetting that there seems to be a duplicitous effort to hide his inability to defend his extreme positions. But he raised $2 million yesterday after the debate from Democratic donors who just want to support him becoming the 51st senator. They know he can't perform because he can't answer these questions about his eccentric positions, but they'd want to give him the money to get him to win anyway. So please go to DrOz.com. Get me enough money to compete with this guy. It makes no sense that if you're unable to defend your positions, and I'm not talking about the physical stuff. I'm talking about literally telling us why you've said things in the past that today you now are disowning but don't acknowledge it. Why would you reward that with paying $2 million of donations to somebody? Go to DrOz.com and even the kitty, so at least I can get the truth out about John Fetterman more than he lies about me.
That's Dr. Oz last night with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, and he's right. He is absolutely right. Fetterman raised $2 million in the span of 24 hours. Less than 24 hours. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to avoid on area roadways at 1233. Eastbound Sahara at Durango, that one's in the early stages. Southbound Buffalo at Flamingo, that too is new. Crews are in the process of cleaning up an earlier incident. It's on the left shoulder now. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at the 215 interchange. If you're in the fast lane there, approach that area with caution. A little bit of congestion as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 southbound through that construction zone there. That's mainly from Sahara to Tropicana. And delays as you transition, leaving 215 West, merging to Interstate 15 North.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by the Score app. NFL Sunday, the Raiders visit the Saints. Vegas 2-4-0, 0-3 away from home. They beat the Texans 38-20 on Sunday. The Saints are 2-5 and have lost two in a row. Raiders tight end Darren Waller has been dealing with a hamstring injury. He returned to practice in a limited role Wednesday after missing last Sunday's game. Seven other players were limited. That includes wide receiver Hunter Renfrow, running back Josh Jacobs, and quarterback Derek Carr. The Vegas Golden Knights have won two in a row and are 6-2-0 to start the season. They'll take on the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow night in Vegas. Anaheim winless in six. They're just 1-5-1. It's been a rough go for Nevada football after winning the first two games of the season. They've lost six straight. Up next for them this Saturday at San Jose State. UNLV football has the week off after falling at Notre Dame last Saturday. They'll visit San Diego State November the 5th. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Kerry Cox for Henderson City Council in Ward 3. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Mob Museum. It is a great excuse. It's really a great excuse to go downtown. It's a fun place. It's some place where you can bring the family. It's a little slice of history is what it is. And that's why I think it's so cool. I've been there many, many, many times. I haven't been there in a while. And there's always something new. So I may have to slide on down there myself. A lot of people, in fact, we were talking about this with Nigel Innes, the people of color, in particular, Hispanics, may be the key to victory on November 8th. And Greg Abbott, I think, has done an amazing job as governor of Texas. I've interviewed him many times, and he's a good guy, but he's a no-nonsense guy when it comes to illegal immigration. He was on last night with Laura Ingraham on why Latinos are running away. They're running, not walking away from the Democrat Party. This was Greg Abbott last night with Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel.
Now, in his 2018 election win, Governor Abbott lost Hispanic voters by 11 points in that University of Texas poll. But he and Beto are now tied at 48% amongst that slice of the electorate. Huge shift. Joining us now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott himself. Governor, good to see you, man. Great to be with you. That's a big shift. I mean, that's a double-digit shift for you. What's happening? Why is the Hispanics coming to the Republican Party?
Two things. One is we constantly reach out to the Hispanic community. No governor has gone down to the Rio Grande Valley more than I have. We're constantly reaching out and connecting with the Hispanic community. And like your other guest tonight, the policies that I'm running on are the policies that the Hispanic community supports. They believe in hard work. Entrepreneurs, and hence they want a state that creates jobs and a strong economy. As we gather here tonight, Texas has the fastest growing economy of any state in the United States. Also, Texas, since these folks reelected me, Texas has added far more new jobs than any other state in America. Texas is the place for economic opportunity. But at the same time, Hispanics, whether you're on the border or in Houston, Texas, or North Texas, they don't want Biden's or the Democrats' open border policies. They want a secure border. And because Biden is not doing it, they have to have a governor step up and secure the border. And that's exactly what I'm doing by taking unprecedented action to build a wall, to deploy the National Guard to secure the border. And those who make it in, we're going to bust them up to sanctuary cities, to New York, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere.
Okay. Now, we want everyone to get out and vote because I don't want people to feel complacent, like, oh, we got this. No, no. Everybody's going to get out and vote. Every American who's eligible to vote has to get out there and vote. And I want to play Beto's pitch to MSNBC last night. Watch.
End or reduce significantly gun violence in this state, especially when it comes to our kids. Let's restore a woman's right to choose. Let's get behind our public educators who are under attack and are leaving the profession by the thousands. The majority of Texans are with us on this. We're going to have the political will to get the job done.
He's anti-Second Amendment. I mean, he'll talk a good game, but he is against gun rights in this state and across this country, is he not?
Well, let's use his words. He said he would confiscate your guns. So he wants to ignore the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution and take your guns.
Well, he's also pushing the abortion issue because the Democrats for a long time thought that that was going to be their golden goose here. After the Dobbs decision came down in June, they thought that was going to turn, you know, this state blue and others like it. On that question, how is Texas handling this, given all the suburban women out there who do have a different view on this issue?
Very different than in other states. On the abortion issue, the recent polling that showed, I think in that same poll that you made reference to, it showed who do you choose most on the abortion issue? We're even among women. And so this is an issue where in Texas, Texas is a pro-life state.
Other Republicans are kind of running away from it.
Very importantly, what everybody in the state now knows, because we've exposed Beto on this issue, Beto is in favor not just of abortion, but abortion of a child to the very last second before a fully developed child is born, and was even against providing medical care for a baby who survives an abortion. That is horrible, what Beto stands
for. So he's the radical on the issue, is your claim?
Beto is the extremist on abortion.
Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, running for re-election against Beto. Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke. Go figure. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an Opportunity Pack.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Through the Years, featuring the actual Kenny Rogers Band. A rare journey featuring the music and life of Kenny Rogers with his original band, videos, stories, and his greatest hits played by his original band. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone, 702-797-8055. Through the Years featuring the original Kenny Rogers Band, October 28th through the 30th, live at the showroom at South Point.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Of course, tomorrow night is game one of the World Series, but before that, we got Thursday night football. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking what's going on there. What you got for us today?
Well, I tell you what, both teams are suffering a lot of injuries, and I'm sure the schedule makers, when they put this together, they didn't figure on all these injuries, but hey, it's part of the game. Pretty much the top three cornerbacks for the Buccaneers are going to be out in this game, and that's maybe a good thing for the Buccaneers that they have a running team that they're facing. So that is going to be something that they're going to have to deal with. And Tom Brady is in a situation that he hasn't been in 20 years, Kevin. He's played 303 games since the last time that he's gone through a three-game losing streak. Now, the Buccaneers have lost two in a row, and losing this would match that mark after 300 games. So you know that he's trying to fight off Father Time and the injuries to his squad there. But the Buccaneers also have their top receiver, who's going to be a game-time decision. He might play. Mark Andrews is who I'm talking about, the tight end for the Ravens, and he is their number one go-to guy. But he played last week, and he had zero catches, and he didn't practice at all this week. So it doesn't look like he's going to be a factor even if he does play. But nonetheless, the Buccaneers are one-point favorites in tonight's game. I don't know who you like, but I don't know who anybody likes in this game.
Well, I guess my question is, though, the losing streak and all for the Buccaneers, is it Brady's fault? I mean, has he played poorly?
Well, I'll say this. He doesn't look like the old Tom that we're used to having, and maybe that's the pieces around him. Mike Evans, the star wide receiver for the Buccaneers, was wide open. There wasn't anybody within 5 yards of him. All he had to do was secure the catch, run another 15 yards, and would have scored a touchdown in last week's game. Went right through his hands. Very, very uncharacteristic of him. So I'm not going to put all of the blame on Tom, but, hey, he's 45 years old. He's got a lot going on in his personal life, and he just does not look like the same guy. Now, you look at the other side, and the Ravens, again, they have injuries as well with their top receiver. They've got a couple of defenders who are banged up. So it depends on how deep these teams are, because I think there's going to be a lot of rookies that play and a lot of bench players, and we'll check the depth. Bottom line here is the Buccaneers are 1-point favorites at home on Thursday Night Football, and I'm staying away from this. Not going to bet on it at all, but I sure would like to see the Buccaneers get off to a fast start for a change.
Well, we'll know tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow if the losing streak is intact or not. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. You know what it's time to do now? Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Mob Museum in downtown Las Vegas. The best stories are found by digging under the surface. And at the Mob Museum, they do it better than anybody. I got two tickets right now. Caller number 3 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will be our winner. And again, that number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. And that's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a police captain, I know how critical it is to keep our communities and schools safe. Nothing else matters if we don't feel safe in our homes, our businesses, and in our neighborhoods. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to keep Nevadans safe, and I'm proud to have Nevada's law enforcement and our veterans supporting my campaign. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a city councilman, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, Democrats have a stranglehold on Carson City. Their policies have given us mass inflation, record gas prices, and rising crime. As our next lieutenant governor, I will fight for public safety, low taxes, new jobs, and a balanced state budget. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for lieutenant governor, and I hope to earn your vote. Learn more about my campaign at StavrosForNevada.com. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime.
Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.